But right now, Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins us. Dave, happy Wednesday.
Wow, what an agenda you got. What a great show it's going to be. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed. All right. So, kind of first, given the current environment, who benefits the most from high interest rates?
Well, you know, for years, Jeff, you know, if you were a saver, you'd walk into your local bank or your credit union, you look up at the wall, and the savings rate began with a decimal point. It didn't have a whole number in front of it. So first and foremost, savers certainly are doing better because, you know, for so long, you know, Mrs. Kuskavevitz in that house in Cudahy, she'd go to her branch, and she wasn't getting paid. So she was taking undue risk. She was starting to buy some equities just because she was trying to look for some dividends. Mm-hmm. But now, because rates are higher and she can get a CD rate or even a savings rate, some north of 5%, they have been, and those savers have been beneficiaries of this.
Okay. All right. So where do officials set the bar? Possibly today will be discussed for a September interest rate cut.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. You know, we're going to have a meeting here in just almost exactly 3 hours from now, and it's signaling that we will not get that rate cut today. But the betting odds are that it was almost 100% that we'll see it in September. But between now and then, the Fed is going to get two signals of where inflation is, and that's been their big battle. As you well know, inflation went through the roof over the last 4 years. Cumulative inflation has been somewhere between 20% and 25%, and wages haven't kept up. So the Fed tried to slow that down by raising interest rate. That, in effect, slows down inflation. It sure looks like that's happening. Inflation readings have been between 2 and 3%, which is near their target. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see something probably in February. I'm sorry, in September. That is really almost 100%. But I've seen this before, Jeff. I've seen high betting odds, and it didn't happen. So don't take it to the bank even with those betting odds.
And then the Fed meets again in November and December also. So, I mean, we could see additional cuts for the rest of the year.
And those are what are called live meetings. And by the way, that meeting is November 7th, I believe, which is after the election. And so that could be even more news breaking. You know, we'll see. We may not even know who wins the election on November 5th or 6th, right? But we'll see. But November 7th will be another meeting. That's likely to be another live meeting. And by the way, Jeff, we're talking about quarter point reductions. And so when we went from 0 to 5.5%, it's going to take a long time to get back to where we were.
All right. I want to get your thoughts on Elon Musk's involvement in the Trump campaign and what implications it could have on the race, and also the impact of the latest Tesla recall on sales. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management. So, Dave, where do you see consumer confidence today? And what's kind of the best gauge of consumer confidence out there?
Yeah, you know, it really was a great article in the Wall Street Journal today, and talks about the economic data points is really a picture of two Americas. And it's worth reading. But there are consumer confidence levels that are very high on the upper income stratas and very low, you know, below the Mendoza line, wherever you want to pick that, you know, the bottom 40-50% of Americans. And that is because the upper echelon income earners, they have assets, and those assets have done well in as the markets have gone up. They've, you know, certainly benefited from higher interest rates, and they weren't hurt by those interest rates for higher borrowing costs, higher mortgage costs. But if you take that whatever that line is, the upper cohorts are doing well, but the lower ones hurt by inflation, hurt by higher interest rates. And if that kind of, you know, that continues to go on, you're going to continue to see this bifurcation of America, where there will be upper income folks that are earning and doing well and spending at restaurants and cruise lines, and lower income people who are just really getting hammered by high inflation and high interest rates. So the consumer confidence is really it's low, and it's but it's you have to think about how it's coming along and where people are spending their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a lot of the analysis yesterday after the Starbucks sales numbers came out. That hey, the core customer who is there every day, they're not hurt, but Starbucks doesn't have that budget price point. And the perception is it's a high-end product, and they're kind of losing that customer base. So do they retool a little bit and go for, you know, a bargain coffee cup? And I don't know. And that's a business decision.
Right. It's an economic term, and people do substitute all the time. So maybe they substitute, who knows, for, you know, a gas station coffee versus a Starbucks coffee. But people are making substitutions all the time right now. So this Consumer Conference Board measure that usually the University of Michigan has is getting better. But it's really weird. People are not feeling better.
Yeah. Okay. What about the labor market? What clues could Friday's key government reports deliver?
Well, you know, we have to watch that because we were in this great job economy for, you know, post COVID, and that is beginning to slow down. Now, we had a good jobs report, you know, the last report showing 260,000 jobs that were created, but they are slowing down. The number of applications are slowing down. The unemployment rate is going up. So that is this, you know, the Federal Reserve has this what's called the dual mandate, two jobs. One is to control inflation. The second is to have full economy. And so they're in a tough spot. And this is really goes back to what I think was their mistake back in, years ago when they kept interest rates too low for too long, what was called ZIRP, zero interest rate policy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're in a predicament. So they're going to take these rates down very, very slowly.
Okay. All right. And then I said I wanted to talk a little bit about Elon Musk and Trump. We got to do that. This dynamic is really interesting to me. You have Elon, you think EVs, you think electric vehicles, and people's minds go to Elon Musk. But on the campaign trail, you have Trump saying he's going to end the EV mandates.
Right.
And then you have Tesla recalling, almost 2 million vehicles due to some hood issues.
Right.
You know, what impact does this all have for the consumer on the auto market?
Yeah, and it's really a great question. Let's talk about really what he said. So he was a little ticked off at my favorite newspaper called the Wall Street Journal because he said he did not say he was going to give $45 million a month to Trump. He said he's going to give $45 million to this Make America Great in the first place. That's the name of his pack.
Okay.
And so that's where that money is going. So he's going to support ideas that do that, even though it's against the EV mandate. And by the way, he announced that just days after, maybe 2 days after the Trump assassination attempt. So this was really an interesting idea. But he is, you know, he's moving out of California because of high taxation and regulation and some of the ideas that he believes the liberals promote. And so it's really, he is making a political statement. There's no question about that. But as you said, 1.8 million of these EV cars, these Teslas, were being recalled because, you know, you're driving along and then the hood pops open. You know, you've got peekaboo underneath the hood to try to get along. But they can over the air fix that. And that's what they're going to do, is they're going to send something to all the owners of the Tesla EVs that have this have been affected by this.
Yeah, you know, a quick software update will correct that for sure. But you don't want the cars on the road with the hoods flying up. You know, that's not a good thing. That's right.
No, that's a bad look.
Okay. Well, Dave, I appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the week, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff. See ya.